reading literally means, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And this is all about celebration, and Christmas is all about celebration. But if you ask a lot of people, they wouldn't have a clue what they're celebrating. It's Father Christmas, getting presents, eating a lot. I've suffered from that in the past. Probably will today as well, but but not really what it's all about. And Mary celebrated this with her, what's been turned into a song, and it so much reminds us of a psalm in a way. And it touches us how the, not so much of a blob, just leaped in the womb of Elizabeth. And it makes you think, well, about abortion and how long, you know, fetuses are allowed to live and so on. And how wonderful it is that this blob just jumped in her womb and she felt it. This is surely some excitement. Mary celebrates for personal grace. She celebrates because she knows that she has been saved herself. My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour. Why? She hadn't had the baby at this point. Why? The reason is because she had been given salvation and she knew all about it. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. So Mary was rejoicing in her salvation, but also the fact that God had had regard for her. God had shown her favour. And he's shown us favour. One, by sending his son to as a baby. And I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, it's amazing in a way how a baby just lies there and does nothing, in a way, apart from cry and all of that, and coo. And we all love those kind of things about a baby, but this baby was in special danger, really. We know about King Herod, how he was after Jesus. He didn't want there to be another king of the Jews, because at that time, he was the king of the Jews, Herod was. And when the wise man came and said, well, where is the king of the Jews? And he couldn't tell him, but Herod said, well, you go and find him, and then when you found him, come and tell me that I may come and worship him as well. With a knife, he might have said. So this baby that was born to us on Christmas Day was under danger right from the word go. It's hard enough for parents to look after a baby, I think, with all the right things, everything going for it. But in these circumstances, even more difficult. So Mary was delighted that God had shown her regard. He had shown her favour. And he has shown us favour, as I've mentioned. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Has he done great things for you? I think so. He certainly has for me anyway. So I'm glad that I can celebrate this morning along with Mary. And his mercy is upon generation after generation. It just didn't start and end there. It went on generation after generation and includes us and the people of Israel. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thought of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and exalted those who were humble. Today, people don't want you to be humble. They want you to shout out loud, be proud, stand up for what you are. But the Christ way is to be humble, is to show humility, is to bow to him, is to rejoice with him. And he has filled the hungry with good things. His word says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you." And later on, Mary says that he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months. One thing that struck me is, you know, the children of Israel were scattered at one point, and they were captured by the Babylonians and taken over there, modern-day Iraq. And they were kind of assimilated into that culture. And it's actually thought that the Magi, or the wise men, could well have come from that area because they have been looking for the Messiah. How would they know to look if they didn't have God's words to tell them about the prophecies, of which there were many? So this group of people came eventually to worship him. And I personally don't believe there were just 3 that was traditionally reported, mainly because of the 3 gifts. But I think there was a lot more of them, and their ensemble. So when they headed straight to Jerusalem, that was the logical place to look for them, in a way, the great city of David. And they came face to face with Herod. And as I said before, Herod said, "Well, when you find him, show me wherever you tell me." But they were wise and they were warned in a dream not to do that, so they didn't, and they went back. But it's interesting how God used those people who had been captured many hundreds of years before, and how it had been passed on through generations about the Messiah, about the coming of the Messiah, and to the extent that they followed that star and came to the place where Jesus was born. I think that's amazing. And Mary said that he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever. And I think that's included in that. And he sent away the rich empty-handed. Herod was sent away empty-handed. And a few years later, he actually died. And meanwhile, he had committed terrible atrocities. But this morning, we rejoice in the song that Mary wrote. Don't often preach about Mary being in a Protestant church, but this is an amazing song, I think, and reflects how we should feel. My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. And that's how we feel this morning. And now we're going to sing another carol.